This is Indiana Public Radio News. Good morning. I'm Stan Sollers at 44 past the hour. The Ball State community wraps up final exams today as spring semester draws to a close, the second spring semester affected by the COVID-19 pandemic. Joining us to look over the 2020-2021 academic year is Ball State President Jeff Murrins. President Murrins, welcome back.
Good morning, Stan. Good to be with you.
Good to be with you as well. First off, you have a trustees meeting today, customary on the day before commencement. What items will you and the board be covering today?
Well, probably the two most important items is one is we're seeking authorization from the board to issue bonds to enable us to fund the renovation and partial demolition of the Cooper Science Building. As you know, that's a very important facility on our campus. And assuming that we issue those bonds, that project will begin sometime later this summer. We'll demolish about 40 or 45% of the building and completely restore and renovate and upgrade the remaining part of that building. The other important item is we're seeking a resolution from the board that will allow us to take a variety of steps to prepare for a traditional on-campus educational experience for our students, beginning with beginning in August with the fall semester. And it's a pretty comprehensive resolution that we think will enable us to prepare for that important outcome for all of our students and for the faculty and staff.
What could, if you will, trip up that return to classes in the fall? What sorts of thresholds do you have that would cause us to pivot as we did in the spring term of 2020?
We'll monitor a variety of factors, infection and transmission rates here in our county and across the state of Indiana. But frankly, one of the things that we'll talk about at the board meeting is the best way to ensure that we'll be able to have a traditional on-campus experience is if we can encourage and inform and persuade as many of our faculty, staff, and students to be fully vaccinated before the semester begins in August. So we'll be developing, we believe, certain plans to incentivize that behavior, and it will enable us to monitor the rate of infections among our campus population.
Well, as you look over the past academic year, what do you see as the high points and low points, the accomplishments and disappointments during a trying year?
Well, I think the lowest point over the last 14, 16 months had to have been the first couple weeks of the fall semester, that last week of August and the first week of September. As you'll recall, we had a significant spike in cases. And frankly, as I shared at the time, I was concerned whether we'd be able to sustain on-campus instruction through that fall semester. But we responded effectively. The board encouraged us to develop a plan to respond to that surge, and we did. We ramped up contact tracing, as you know. We substantially increased testing. And perhaps most importantly, our students really responded. They abided by the protocols. And so we went from, frankly, one of the lowest points to one of my proudest moments to be part of a university community that demonstrated real determination and discipline in the face of this challenge. And that response, you know, continued throughout the year with faculty continuing to be creative and innovative. Staff all across the campus had to make adjustments, whether it's advising. You know, we had summer orientation last year online. So all across the campus, we developed pragmatic solutions, and we continue to adjust as the circumstances required us to do. You know, Stan, we've seen it. We've heard it on your broadcast that unfortunately in many places in our country, the pandemic has exacerbated some of the social or cultural or political divisions that exist in our country that existed before the pandemic. But I'm so proud because on our campus, we rose to the challenge with a commitment to service and sacrifice, to compassion and cooperation, really a commitment to the common good. So I feel quite fortunate to serve as the president of Ball State University.
And as president of Ball State University, you're going to be very busy today with the board, and you'll also be busy tonight and tomorrow with commencement ceremonies that will look quite a bit different this year. Commencements typically spread across the campus for Ball State's seven colleges will be held, all of them, at Schumann Stadium beginning tonight. If we may, let's run through the schedule and particulars for those attending this year's ceremonies.
Sure. Yes, it will be a busy weekend and an exciting weekend and a wonderful weekend for our graduating students and their families and friends. So this evening at 7 o'clock, we will have a commencement exercises for all of the students who are receiving graduate degrees or certificates. And then tomorrow on Saturday, we will have 4 ceremonies, 8 a.m., noon, 4 p.m., and 8 p.m., where we will confer all the undergraduate degrees. And I think between those 5 ceremonies combined, I think we will confer degrees upon more than 2,400 graduates of the university. And as you said, we'll not be gathering in the usual places. All of those ceremonies will be at Schumann Stadium. They'll be rain or shine, but I want you to make a promise right here on the air to your audience that you will deliver sunshine this evening and all day tomorrow for us.
I will certainly do my best. I'll pencil that in right now as I'm thinking about it. But the forecast right now looks to be sunny with a high of 59 for Saturday, so we might luck out.
Yes, it'll be a little cool, but if the rain stays away, it will be a wonderful event.
And there are particulars for those in attendance. There have to be parking passes to park in the Schumann Stadium parking lot, as well as tickets to get in. And one can find out that information on the Ball State website.
That's correct. And everyone in attendance has to have a ticket, and we will be following appropriate health and safety protocols with physical distancing and masks and the like.
One note, just in case of inclement weather, no umbrellas are allowed, but there are ponchos, I believe, that will be passed out there.
That's correct. We've purchased thousands and thousands of ponchos as an insurance policy, and I hope we don't have to call on that insurance policy because, again, we're counting on you, Stan.
Well, I'll do my best to bring it home, give it the Ball State try here, and make it so. Well, President Jeff Mearns, thanks very much for your time this week. As always, thanks for your report.
Thank you, Stan, and have a good day and a good weekend.
You as well. For IPR News, I'm Stan Sollers.